Section 4. The Art of Love. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. John 15:3. Seasons Under the Sun. It's Christmas morning, and I'm sitting in the quiet of my living room before my home comes to life. During the night, God blessed us with a white Christmas. As I look out my window, the trees are swaying in the frigid air as cold wind howls against my house. The ground has gone dormant under a frosty white blanket. Only a few short months ago, my yard was teeming with life. But as the temperatures plummeted, the vibrant side of nature went to sleep. The bears that once visited my yard regularly have gone into hibernation. The deer are sparse. The sweet melody of birds has gone mute. It will be a good 3 months before the sun makes regular appearances. When spring arrives, the frigid air will soften, the frozen ground will begin to thaw, and the warm air will invade the world around me. As the snow begins to melt, nature will rouse from her winter slumber. Birds' melodies will celebrate the sun's warmth. The grass will leave the gray cloak of winter behind and dress in new and vibrant colors. Sleeping tree buds will give birth to a new population of green leaves. The animal kingdom will reemerge. Baby fawns will romp and play. A mama bear will awaken to find two bear cubs born during her winter sleep. When spring arrives, new life will blossom everywhere. As I breathe in the fresh air of spring, I will see all things made new under the glowing sun. When summer arrives, the yard will be covered in a lush green carpet that beckons bare feet. Chipmunks will chase each other as they burrow through the landscape of flowers. The windows in my home will welcome gentle breezes that exhilarate my soul. The view of the valley off my deck will showcase a variety of hardy pines, oaks, and black chestnut trees. Red-tailed hawks will glide over treetops, and hummingbirds will hover over the sugary syrup in the feeder. Butterflies will dance through the air while fireflies light up the yard in the evening. This is the season when creatures great and small, foliage strong and tender, are offered the prime environment to thrive. This is the season when the sun shines radiant on my corner of the world. When fall arrives, an early morning nip in the air will tell the story of soon coming change. Blades of grass will awaken to a thick coating of ice. Green leaves will don a new wardrobe of orange, red, and amber. The valley off my deck will morph into an autumn palette of earth tones. The animal kingdom will rummage for supplies to carry them through the fast approaching winter months. As winter invades my side of the world, the vibrant signs of life will be put to bed for a 3 month slumber. As I sit looking at the soft glow of the Christmas tree lights, I'm reflecting on the Savior's birth and his journey as a man. His earthly life also tells the story of changing seasons. It had been 400 years since God spoke a word to his people when the sun dawned upon the earth. A glowing light seeped into a frigid, cold land, bringing a flicker of warmth in the most unexpected place. A manger cradled a babe who brought new life to a dormant world. The tiny reed that sprang from Bethlehem's desolate ground grew in strength under the power of God's word. With every passing year of his life, the light in him grew, warming everyone that surrounded him. At 30 years old, Jesus began his public ministry. The sun's glory showered the land in warmth, creating the prime environment for optimal growth. Everything the Son of God touched blossomed. The world, once void of activity, was teeming with life. The lost found their way, the sick were restored to health, the unloved filled, the ignorant enlightened. All who felt the radiance of the sun flourished under the warmth of his presence. As the sun drew nearer to the cross, the temperatures within the culture hinted toward a soon coming change. The warmth of the sun was assaulted by a religious frost. As the temperatures plummeted among the leaders, the Savior's warmth made way for unwanted but necessary changes. After his arrest, the culture began to wither in the absence of the sun. And then a crucifixion. When the sun was crucified, his followers felt the frigid temperatures of his departure. For 3 days, their world went dormant. The light of the world was snuffed out by the cold, and all went silent. Until the hand of God moved, a stone rolled away, a grave cloth removed, and a tomb vacated a savior. The sun dawned upon the earth once again. The light of the world showered the entire earth in God's glory, declaring salvation before the world. Hallelujah! The Savior has crucified death. Before the four seasons of the earth were created, God set his sights on a resurrection plan. A sun so radiant made his way into the frozen darkness to shine the warmth of God's love on us all. Jesus endured the changing seasons of his life, making the greatest sacrifice this world has ever seen. He passed through the dormancy of death so that all who put their faith in him will have life eternal in the presence of the brilliant sun. He did all of this to tell the story of his unfailing love for us. Friends, Jesus endured the seasons of his life before the seasons of our lives were ever drawn upon the earth's canvas. He went before us to teach us how to handle the seasons of our lives. Because of Jesus, we can boldly approach every situation we find ourselves in, even unto death. What a comfort it is to know that there will never come a day when the sun's light isn't shining upon us all. Through the many seasons of our lives, seasons of new beginnings or thriving favor, seasons of impending loss or even death, we will find ourselves tucked safely in the arms of the sun who will never leave us nor forsake us. His love showers us in great brilliance always. Such extravagant love is worthy of eternal celebration. Question to ponder. What season of life are you in right now, and how close are you drawing to the sun as you walk through this season of your life?